This is Confidence on the Go with your host, the pink-loving, unicorn-chasing, caffeine-fueled student of fitness and confidence, Trish Blackwell. This is a podcast community that celebrates life and pursues living a life worth telling a story about. You have uncommon potential within you, and you're in the right place to unleash it. Here's your host, Trish.
Hey guys, it is Trish Blackwell. You are listening to episode number 66 of the Confidence Podcast. That is the Confidence on the Go. We are an on-the-go community of people who believe in living the best version of themselves possible, that have decided not to live with finality and say that life is over, the best is behind me. I'm here to tell you that the best is yet to come. So if you're already a part of this community, and which just means that you're a returning listener, I want to welcome you. If you're brand new, if you stumbled across this show by happen chance, then welcome. You're in a place where you're accepted as you are, where we believe in you, and we want to celebrate your success as you make positive changes in your life, as you shake up the habits and patterns that have been holding you back. So guys, I wanted today to be about turning your world upside down. And now the key to that is self-esteem. And we're going to dig into, I think it's a resource I've actually shared with you before, a book by Nathaniel Brandon, and it's called The Six Pillars of Self-Esteem. It's a fabulous read. I'll link to it in my show notes, which you can always find at trishblackwell.com/podcasts. But you know, I started thinking about turning your life upside down recently. Brandon, my husband, and I had an amazing weekend. We now live back where I originally owned my house, and it's a lovely neighborhood. It's beautiful, you know, the sidewalks and the street lamps and the pool with waterfalls and the community garden and the community dog park and the running trails. It's just a nice area, and it's a little bit remote. It's a little bit in the country, so I like it. And we take the doors off our Jeep and we go for country drives. And you know, the whole thing about it is that I have been building up to this moment for 5 years. For those of you who don't know, I now work 100% full time for myself. That's right. I know you. I'm like high fiving myself. So please, if you're applauding me, thank you. If you're pumped for me, thank you. And I'm sharing that because I want you to know that if I can do that, you can do that too, if that's your goal. It's a goal that I put forth for myself about 5 years ago, like I said, and I took progress and steps. And there were times when I was doing two full-time jobs, essentially my Trish Blackwell Industries business, which is everything that you experience today on my podcast show. It's my apps, it's my books, it's my confidence coaching. It's a very elaborate business. It's time consuming, as well as a full-time 40-hour management job. And eventually I transitioned to part-time for management and then consulting and phased myself out. And now, as of July 1st, actually, I'm 100% full-time Trish Blackwell Industries, which is just, it's a dream come true. And a lot of that came from some support from my husband, of course, and just belief in me. And, but you know what? This whole thing, even though I've been preparing for this, even though this has been my goal for the last 5 years, at the forefront of my mind, it's turned my world upside down. My last 2 weeks have been, outlandish, like crazy. I've had to create my own schedule. I'm getting so much done on projects that I've wanted to before that I've always been distracted. I've never had so much time and quiet to devote to my true passion. It's amazing. And it's really turned my world upside down, my world of possibilities upside down. And I'm telling you, it's good. It's good. So turning your world upside down, this is a good thing. And I want you to turn the world upside down. And whatever that means for you, it means whatever thing that really pisses you off or really just grinds your gears to say, like, it shouldn't be that way. Like social injustice issues, maybe it's a religious issue, maybe it's you're like me, you're driven by wanting to help women improve their self-esteem and their confidence and stop limiting their lives by the self-imposed barriers they put on themselves. Maybe that's what fires you up, but find out what fires you up and say to yourself, I can turn this upside down. I can help free people. I can change this. I'm ready to do something drastic. But the thing is, in order for you to do that, in order to take the step forward, to be able to do these things, to really be able to turn the world upside down, it starts with you. We talked about that a little bit in last week's episode with Socrates' quote, "He that would move the world must first move himself." And it's the same thing here. If you're going to turn the world upside down, you first have to turn yourself upside down. And by doing that, is the essence of that is starts with self-esteem. Self-esteem is the key to really birth vision out of your heart. And I want you to, I just want you to start thinking about what exactly is self-esteem? What is this self-esteem that I'm talking about? And I jotted down a few notes. First off, self-esteem is the health of the mind, okay? So when I'm a personal trainer, I care a lot about someone's physical self, but I also train people in the health of their mind. That's what my whole confidence coaching entity of my business is. I really believe when your mind is healthy, your body will follow. So self-esteem is the health of your mind. Self-esteem is basic and inescapable respect for yourself. It prevents us from being manipulated by fear. And it is a mind that is active rather than passive. So self-esteem being the health of the mind, you have to actually, if you really want to seek out and experience self-esteem, a self-esteem so powerful that you can turn the world upside down, your world and then others, other worlds, the cause, a cause that you want to fight for. If you want to make a change, it starts with self-esteem. But self-esteem is an active thing. It's an active mind. So you can't passively wait. Even if you're listening to this, that's passive. So taking the content that you learn from something like my podcast show or perhaps a book you're reading or just a challenge or just engaging your mind in life. It's great to hear something, but knowledge not put into application isn't knowledge. So right now you are doing the right thing by listening to something that's boosting your self-esteem, that's giving you tools. I'm giving you tools today. But the difference between those of you who actually listen to the tools and those who listen to it and then take the tools into their own hands and apply them, that is the difference of self-esteem and those with self-esteem and those who don't, or those who are investing in their self-esteem and those who are not. So take that action, that active mentality, and it's not that much more effort. That's the thing. It's just a minuscule amount of awareness that can change how you feel about yourself, how you feel about the world, and your capacity to make a difference in this world. In this book, The Pillars of Self-Esteem, Brandon, and again, please don't confuse Nathaniel Brandon with my husband, Brandon. Duality of names there, but his last name is Brandon. He writes that the judgment that we make of ourselves is perhaps the most important judgment we can make in life. And that really struck a chord with me because the judgment you make about yourself either inhibits or enables you to live the life of your dreams. It's either an inhibiting factor or a promoting factor. So the judgments that you make, if you have one thing today that you want to start taking an active stance on in your thought life and in your mind, that you say, I want to invest in my self-esteem, the first step for you is to make an active decision to stop judging yourself so critically and harshly and fiercely. You're bullying yourself. That's not okay. Anyone that is going to change the world or turn the world upside down or do something significant or make an impact or just live a life that's amazing, that's turning your world upside down, having freedom and joy, they're not going to be bullies. And I'm calling you out right now. We've all done it. I've done it to myself. I've been a terrible bully to myself. And you know what? Those years of my life, I don't have much to account for. I didn't do that much because that bullying, that internal bullying that I allowed because I hid it under the facade of perfectionism, I allowed that to continue. And you know what it did? It kept me from doing things. It kept me from letting the real me shine. It kept me from building relationships, from giving and loving on people. It kept me self-conscious. It kept me chained up. So bullying, if you have any struggle with that, that is your first thing to address right now, today, starting now, not even at the end of the episode, of deciding not to be a bully anymore. You've got to treat yourself and call it out for what it is. And if you want to make an impact, which I know you do, then the bullying has to go. Because the judgment we make ourselves is often the most important judgment that we can make in life, because it affects how everything else we do is done. I want you to also, when you're thinking about these ideas of self-esteem, what is self-esteem wrapped up in? I want you to believe implicitly that yesterday's pattern will be tomorrow's result. So what you do today is going to be reflected in what you experience tomorrow. And we've talked about that on previous episodes. My friend and mentor who I had on just a few episodes ago, Kim Dickhut, she always has, she has a great phrase and description of self-esteem. She says, to get self-esteem, you have to do esteemable things. So the more esteemable things you do today, the more self-esteem you're going to have tomorrow. And now, and these esteemable things don't have to be grandiose. They are often small. It's the small things that we overlook that have the most impact. I want you to know that without self-acceptance, self-esteem is impossible. Now, that goes hand in hand with the bullying that we were talking about, but it's so true. Without self-acceptance, self-esteem is impossible. And also, when I say self-acceptance, I mean everything. Not self-acceptance when you lose 15 pounds or 50 pounds from now or 5 pounds from now. Self-acceptance for who you are today. And if you are like me and like I was, and you struggled with, or you currently struggle with looking in a mirror because your eyes automatically go and radiate to the part of your body you don't like and you start bullying, then I want you to, when you walk up to a mirror, do what's called the fuzzy eye. I want you to kind of glaze your eyes out and force yourself to look at your reflection as a whole. Like, see the whole self, not just that little bit of fat that you have on your hip that you hate. You see the whole body. Because when we start looking at ourselves as a whole instead of as parts, we start finding the freedom and the clarity to truly self-accept for today. Self-acceptance is possible. I'm telling you what, if I was able to find a way to self-accept and self-love after how many years that I was so far from that, I know you can too. I'm telling you, if I could do it, you can do it. And then the something I wanted to share that Nathaniel Brandon wrote was that, quote, the healthier our self-esteem, the more inclined we are to treat others with respect, benevolence, goodwill, and fairness. Since we tend to not perceive them as a threat, self-respect is the foundation of respect for others. He also writes this powerful three sentences that are so beautiful and so simple, and I had to share them with you. Your life is important. Honor it and fight for your highest possibilities. Your life is important. Honor it and fight for your highest possibilities. Okay, so let's get to an actual definition of what self-esteem is, because I'm talking a lot about self-esteem, and I wanted to give you the definitions according to Nathaniel Brandon and also according to Webster's on Dictionary Online. So first off, here's what Nathaniel Brandon says that is the definition of self-esteem, because I want you to have, if you're going to turn the world upside down, if you're really gonna find a way to self-accept and self-love and self-respect so that you can build your self-esteem so that you can then respect and love others more and turn this world upside down for a greater good, then you got to know the definition and the base work. So here we go. And I'm going to have these in my show notes. I'd recommend that you write them down. Go to my website, write them down. Again, it's trishblackwell.com/podcasts. You can't, this stuff doesn't get old, and it's worthy of repeating. So here's the first definition I have for you guys. Confidence, self-esteem is confidence in our ability to think, confidence in our ability to cope with the basic challenges of life, and confidence in our right to be successful and happy. The feeling of being worthy, deserving, entitled to insert our needs and wants, achieve our values, and enjoy the fruits of our labor. And Webster says, a feeling of respect for yourself, and your abilities. Self-esteem is a confidence and satisfaction in oneself. Self-esteem is confidence in one's own worth or abilities, and it is self-respect. And I call you to that self-respect today. I call you to saying that a lot of you are sitting there and you thought about these changes and you want to make changes. So start respecting yourself. Get up and start making those changes. Procrastinating isn't respectful. I learned that from my mom. Oh my gosh, if she ruled a tight roost. I mean, when my brother and I were asked to do things, they needed to be done when they were asked. It was pure respect. You couldn't put it off, because if I put it off and procrastinated on, I don't know, some household chore that she wanted us to help with, rightfully so, we willingly helped. But when I procrastinated or pretended I didn't hear her, it was disrespectful. And disrespect gets you nowhere. So the same thing goes for you. How much more procrastinating are you going to do? How much more thinking about it and waiting to get the perfect plan are you going to have? Are you going to keep procrastinating and keep disrespecting yourself and then wondering why you're struggling to self-accept or believe in yourself? It's really difficult to believe in yourself or have any self-esteem if you're not willing to take action. Because again, self-esteem comes from doing esteemable things. Self-esteem is the state of a healthy mind. Self-esteem is an active mind, not a passive one. So if you're passively thinking about how much you want to do with your life and how many changes you're going to make and you're just going to start tomorrow, then you're nowhere closer to self-esteem today than you were 3 months ago when you first started thinking about it. Self-esteem starts with action, period. That's it. It doesn't even have to be the right action. Sometimes we get so caught up worrying if we're going to do the right thing or not. But I don't know if you caught that in the definition of self-esteem. Part of the beauty of self-esteem and confidence is this adaptability to change, adaptability to modifications as needed. That even if you, so let's say you choose the wrong first step. Well, someone with great self-esteem is going to say, okay, well, I'll just take another step in the other direction. So stop overthinking it and stop putting it off and start taking action. Okay, so I have 6 pillars of self-esteem that I want to share with you. And it's because I want to leave you today with an exercise. And it's an exercise that I think is going to be really valuable and helpful for those of you who say, that you're right, Trish. Like, you're speaking right to me today. I want to take action. I oh my gosh, never connected that my procrastination on my dreams and my goals and my action is affecting my ability to love myself, accept myself, and actually have confidence and self-esteem, that this is all interconnected. So we're going to get to that first, but let me give you, as per the book, the pillars, 6 pillars of self-esteem, I do want to share what those are. Number one, the first pillar of self-esteem is the practice of living consciously. So the practice of living consciously. The pillar number 2 is the practice of self-acceptance. So we've already talked about those first two. Consciously, living consciously is in line with saying that self-esteem is an active and engaged mind. Not a passive one waiting for the right opportunity. It's an active, engaged mind taking action. And the practice of self-acceptance is tied in with that. And seeing ourselves as a whole and accepting today so that tomorrow, because today, if you self-accept and then you self-respect, your self-esteem will start blooming. And what you do and the small habits and decisions you make and the routines you do and the actions you take are going to set your tomorrow up to become a better, even better version of yourself tomorrow than you are today. Pillar number 3 is the practice of self-responsibility. And I kind of started getting on that just a couple minutes ago with you guys. It's this whole, are you procrastinating? Or are you taking action? It's your responsibility. I firmly believe that it is our obligation. I believe it's our moral obligation to be the best us that we can be. We don't hear that a lot in the world. We're taught and encouraged just to get by, to live for the weekends, to have a decent enough job, to have a decent enough relationship. And I think it's baloney. I think it's ridiculous. I think there's so much more out there. But we have to be willing to take a sense of responsibility to say, I'm going to fight for what I'm worth. I'm going to fight for what my purpose is, that I can make a difference in this world. It's the quote I shared earlier is that I'm going to fight for the fact that my life is important. I'm going to honor it. I'm going to fight for the highest possibilities that I can with my life. And that is self-responsibility. The fourth pillar in the six pillars of self-esteem is the practice of self-assertiveness. So being assertive is really just being willing to take action. Take one step. And, you know, I've had, over the years, I've had a lot of people come up to me and just ask me, gosh, Trish, there's something different about you. There's something different. And what is it? And that's twofold. My first answer, my absolutely foundational core answer is that I have a relationship with Christ, and that is the forefront of my life. But that answer aside, okay, that's the answer that gives me life, gives me joy, fills my life and gives me vision and hope. But the answer that most people want how are you so motivated? What's going on? How does this, I just don't get you, is that I have a willingness to take action. That is it. There's one thing that defines or distinguishes me from anyone else that has perhaps tried to build a business in the same way I have, or perhaps done athletic endeavors similar to me. The one thing that makes the difference is that I just take action. I don't know where I picked that up along the way. I probably learned it from my mom, to be honest. But if you said, gosh, how is it that, what makes you successful, Trish? I take action. Again, and again, and again. And sometimes I look like an idiot doing it. But I'm self-assertive enough to say, well, it's worth taking action on. I'll give it a go. And I want to ask you, what would happen if you just did that? If you just gave it a go and took action? The fifth pillar of self-esteem is the practice of living purposely. To live with purpose, to believe that your life matters, to believe that you have something great in you, something that has value, that you have a great purpose. It's not just to make it through to Friday. It's not just to hopefully make it to your 70. That's so depressing. Stop choosing to live with that mindset. You have purpose. But you're not going to believe that until you have self-esteem. So start building your self-esteem, and then you're going to start seeing the incredible value that you have. And the sixth pillar is the practice of personal integrity. Now, I really like this one because as we were talking about doing esteemable things, one of the most esteemable things that you can do right now today is to start really, really valuing your personal integrity and character. Like, it is the value beyond value that you put into it. And as you do that, whether or not someone ever knows or notices, if you do what's right and you follow through and do what you say you're going to do and you do the right thing, you're going to build your own self-esteem. You're building your self-esteem by doing esteemable things. So reading them back to you, we've got living consciously, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, self-assertiveness, living purposefully, and personal integrity. So my question, I've got two questions for you. And these are questions that you can really take into action. Which of the above that mentioned pillars, again, living consciously, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, self-assertiveness, living purposefully, and personal integrity, which of those six do you most need to focus on? Which of those six is your weakest point right now that you really could pour yourself into and make some changes? And part two of that question is, what would happen if you brought just 5% more awareness to that activity or practice, to that pillar, so to speak? 5%. What if you brought 5% more awareness? Because again, guys, when I'm talking about action, with self-esteem, sometimes they are literal actions, but sometimes it's figuratively speaking, because again, it's self-esteem is a state of the mind. So taking action on your thoughts, taking action and being an active-minded person. And 5% is, I picked it because it's such a minusculely tiny number that even if you're only half convinced that you want to make a difference in one of these pillars of self-esteem to really build yourself and to turn your world upside down, I know you can do 5%. And I'm not asking you to take, you know, do something crazy and change your whole day. I'm asking you, what would happen if you brought 5% more awareness to one of these categories of self-esteem? I really believe you can change it 100% with just 5%. And if that's not a good investment, I don't know what is. But really, 5% awareness, that's your challenge for this week. Bring 5% more awareness to whichever one of those six pillars you know you need to be more active and responsive and engaged with. Again, living consciously, and that's self-acceptance, self-responsibility, self-assertiveness, living purposefully, or the practice of personal integrity. And I came across this credo that I really like. And, you know, to be honest, I can't remember where I got it. I got it from a book. And so I do give the credit to that book right now. I just can't for the life of me remember who wrote it. But it was a credo that says how to trust yourself. And it's a four-step credo. Never be in a hurry. Never be worried. Never be desperate. And never stop short. Never be in a hurry. Never worry. Never be desperate. And never stop short. I just loved it because it gives us this sort of like direction to really learn how to value yourself and to treat yourself respect, to stand up for your right to exist, and then to trust yourself. So that's, I hope that today's episode has left you fired up to really fight for your highest of possibilities. I am really excited. Let's get into the show notes for today. Before I share the listener of the episode, I do have something exciting to share with you. I mentioned it maybe five episodes ago, because it's been a major work in process. But Tuesday, July 29th, mark your calendars now, that's 2014. I am hosting a live webinar. I'm really excited. It's called Confidence Crash Course. It's a 90-minute confidence course that is free. Okay, so webinar is free, by the way. All you need to do is register. We don't have the registration page completely done right now. So what you're going to do is go to my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/TrishBlackwellFitness. And as soon as that registration page is up, I'm going to post it and make sure that you see it. I will make sure it's at the top of my page every day so that you have the opportunity to register. There is limited space. So it's going to be first come, first serve. We do have two options on Tuesday. It's 8 a.m. or 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I would just highly, highly, highly recommend that you make time for this webinar. What you're going to get in it, here's what we're going to be covering. We're going to be covering 5 proven tricks to instantly elevate your confidence, 3 exact step-by-step strategies to grow your confidence sustainably. So these mean long-term ways, solutions, and some of my best strategies. And then over 100 ways to be more confident immediately. So essentially what I'm doing is I'm giving you my best tools to triple your confidence. I really believe that this webinar is going to change lives. And then I'm pretty pumped because I do want to reward those who make the time for this. Time is your most valuable asset. And if you're investing your confidence, I want you to get an immediate return. I know you're going to get a long-term sustainable return, but I want to celebrate those baby steps with you. And so for those who tune in, I'm actually including a $97 value giveaway. So just for participating in the webinar. And again, the webinar is free. You'll be able to sign up from my Facebook page in the next 24 to 48 hours. So stay tuned and tell your friends to get in on it. Don't miss out. But yeah, you definitely don't want to miss the free giveaway as well. And that's available to everyone. It's not a contest. It's going to be available at some portion during the webinar. And so I've been really pouring my heart and soul into this for the last about 5 weeks. And I want you to know that I'm preparing and it's going to be great. So Confidence Crash Course webinar, Tuesday, July 29th. It's 8 a.m. or 2 p.m. And again, you'll just be able to register. There is limited registration because servers cap out. So make sure you sign up soon, as soon as I release that registration page. And it's going to be an amazing day. It's going to be an awesome day. And then finally, let's dive into our listener of the episode. So our listener of the episode today, her name is Rachel Newcomer, and she has a great share that she emailed me. And guys, just as a reminder, I so love hearing these from you. This is what keeps me going. It's what keeps the rest of our audience going. I know that you've been encouraged by the stories you hear in these listener of the episode highlights, so please keep them coming. You can send them to me via Facebook, via a message, via my email. It's trish@trishblackwell.com, or you can send me a voicemail. Just go, and it's all, by the way, I think I've mentioned this, on the voicemail option, you can listen to yourself before you send it. So I think some of you aren't sending voicemails because you're nervous. That's the beauty of this. You could record it 20 times before you send it to me. All you got to do is go to my website, trishblackwell.com. You'll see a little tab to the right. It says, send Trish a voicemail or call Trish. Click on that and you can just tell me something good. Tell me what's going, that is great. But let's go ahead and celebrate Rachel. Here's what she says. Hi, Trish. I'm taking time tonight to write you and celebrate me. First, I've been a listener for about a year and enjoy the weekly podcasts. There have been quite a few that I have taken away so much from that they are my, quote, life changer episodes. I finally went to college for nursing and graduated with honors in May and passed my nursing boards 2 weeks ago and currently pursuing a job in the critical care field. Nursing school took so much out of me and from me physically and emotionally. The stress and sleepless nights did a number on my mind and body, but honestly, I was too exhausted to care for the past year. I am 41, married for 19 years, that's awesome, by the way, and have two boys that are 15 and 17, had a 2.5-hour daily commute, which all added to the stress of juggling home and school life. Your voice is always with me, and I am super excited to get back into exercising and taking care of myself as soon as school was done, and I have been faithful for the past 6 weeks now, and that is awesome, Rachel. That is so awesome. I have cleaned up my diet and feel so much better. Surprise, surprise. I have been looking forward to purging out my attic for the past year, and today, of all days in the 80-plus degree weather, I decided to do it. Once I got started, I was so dirty, nasty, and sweaty that I did not stop until I could get it done in one day. 5 bags of trash, a truckload of stuff for charity, and 10 hours later, I'm done. It feels so good to clean up as I'm an organized, simple person, but the attic was like my body where I was just stuffing stuff and, quote, getting by until I had time to get to it. It's amazing how much better I feel, and I was feeling guilty because I didn't get any exercise today aside from sweating and running up down 2 flights of steps about 20 times with heavy boxes. It was too dark for a run at 11 p.m., so I went out into my pool and did all sorts of swimming and doggy paddling to get my heart rate up, and boy, was it awesome. I was also skinny dipping, which is awesome, which made my day better. And I saw about 10 falling stars. I feel like $1 million right now. So I say, yeah, for me, you go, girl, for fitting in exercising today. And thanks for all you do for our community of listeners to keep us positive and always moving upward in life. And Rachel, I had to share that because it was such a great story, so triumphant, so awesome that you fit in exercise, so awesome that you just connected with nature, so awesome that you realize that, why am I putting this off? This is, I'm getting by pushing everything into the attic. Taking action on that is awesome. And congratulations on passing your nursing boards. That's something to celebrate as well, because you are certainly going to be changing a lot of lives in that line of work that you are going to be doing. That's something that I give thanks for. Nurses are amazing people. So congratulations to you. And then, guys, the final little note I have for you today is if you could, if you have not yet left a a review of this show on iTunes. I would so covet that from you. And the reason why isn't for me at all. It's so that someone else like you might find this show. You see, people that stumble upon the show stumble upon it because where it's ranked in iTunes. And it gets ranked in iTunes solely from people like you who leave reviews. It's going to take you about 2 minutes to write a quick review, and it could change somebody's life. And so I ask that you, if you've not yet done that, that you would take the time today to do that. Just so that you're paying it forward, that somebody else might stumble upon the show and see that review or see that it's ranked and that there's so many, you know, different people commenting, and they might be encouraged to say, you know what, I'll give this a go. I'll give it a try. Because I'm telling you what, that's about half of you, how half of you found your way here today. And you've been faithful listeners. And I feel like we owe it to pay it forward. So if I could ask that of you today, if today's episode fired you up, got you excited to go fight for your highest possibilities, then I ask you to go fight for somebody else's highest possibilities by leaving a review. Have an amazing day. Fight for your highest possibility. And remember, self-esteem is an active mind. And it starts with deciding to be active. That 5% today is all you got to start with.
Thanks for listening. You can get more resources and coaching from Trish at www.trishblackwell.com. And if you love the show, please post a review in iTunes so that more people can join in on this community of confidence. Now, go conquer your day with confidence.